The following is a class in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 29th chapter, text number 36 and 37, given by His Holiness Srila Satsarupa Das Goswami on September 11th, 1993, at the Krishna Balaram Mandir, Vrindavan, India.
Translation: the real interest of the living entity is to get out of the nescience that causes him to endure repeated birth and death. The only remedy is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead through His representative. Unless one renders devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, one cannot possibly become completely detached from this material world, nor can he possibly manifest real knowledge. Purport: this is the way to become detached from the artificial material condition. The only remedy is to take to Krishna consciousness and constantly engage in the devotional service of Lord Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone is trying to be happy, and the process adopted to achieve that happiness is called self-interest. Unfortunately, the conditioned soul, hovering within this material world, does not know that his ultimate goal of self-interest is Vasudeva. Samsriti, or material existence, begins with the illusioned bodily conception of life, and on the basis of this conception, there ensues a series of unwanted things, anarthas. These unwanted things are actually mental desires for various types of sense gratification. In this way, one accepts different types of bodies within this material world. One first has to control the mind so that the desires of the mind can be purified. This process is described in the Narada Pancharatra as Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam Tatparat Vena Nirmalam. Unless one purifies his mind, there is no question of getting free from the material condition, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.7.6. Anarto pasamam sakshad bhakti yogam madhoksuje lokasya janato vidvams chakre satvatasam hitam. The material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. Anarthas, unwanted things, come down from one bodily life to another. To get out of this entanglement, one has to take to the devotional service of Lord Vasudeva, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word guru is significant in this connection. The word guru may be translated as heavy or the supreme. In other words, the guru is the spiritual master. Srila Rishabhadeva advised his sons, guru nasasyat namocha yed yat samupeta mrityam. One should not take up the post of spiritual master unless he is able to lead his disciple from the cycle of birth and death. Bhagavatam 5.5.18. Material existence is actually a chain of action and reaction brought about by different types of fruitive activities. This is the cause of birth and death. One can stop this process only by engaging oneself in the service of Vasudeva. Bhakti refers to those activities performed in the service of Lord Vasudeva. Because Lord Vasudeva is the supreme, one should engage oneself in his service, not in the service of the demigods. Devotional service begins from the neophyte stage, the stage of observing the rules and regulations, and extends to the point of spontaneous loving service to the Lord. The purpose of all stages is to satisfy Lord Vasudeva. When one is perfectly advanced in the devotional service of Vasudeva, one becomes completely detached from the service of the body. That is his designated position in material existence. After becoming so detached, one becomes actually perfect in knowledge and engages perfectly in the service of Lord Vasudeva. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivera Swarupahai Krishnera Nityadas. Every living entity is by constitutional position an eternal servant of Krishna. As soon as one engages in the service of Lord Vasudeva, he attains his normal constitutional position. This position is called the liberated stage. Muktir Hitvanyata Rupam Swarupena Vyavastiti. In the liberated stage, one is situated in his original Krishna conscious position. He gives up all engagements in the service of matter, engagements concocted under the names of social service, national service, community service, dog service, automobile service, and so many other services conducted under the illusion of I and mine. As explained in the second chapter of the first canto, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayat Yashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayada Haitukam. By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. Bhagavatam 127. Thus, one must engage in the service of Vasudeva without material desire, mental speculation, or fruit of activity. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschitadi Satarane. I'll read the verse again. The real interest of the living entity is to get out of the nescience that causes him to endure repeated birth and death. The only remedy is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his representative. Unless one renders devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, one cannot possibly become completely detached from this material world, nor can he possibly manifest real knowledge. Repetition of birth and death is the real problem, as Prabhupada would so often say. The real problem, but the materialists, many of whom are searching and the problems and trying to solve the problems, have put these real problems aside. And that this is one form of the ignorance that the Krishna consciousness movement is addressing or is fighting against. The refusal to look at the real problems and instead trying to bring about what Prabhupada calls self-interest. He says, happiness is a synonymous for self-interest. So the self-interest or happiness cannot be found in this material world, as long as these problems are there. Nateva-du swartikatim hi vishnu dirasaye bahir artamanina antayatandir upaniyamanas te pishritantam urudam nabadha. Prahlad Maharaj says that people don't know the real goal or self-interest is service to Vishnu. So, not knowing this, nevertheless, there are so many leaders, you can call them gurus, so-called gurus, and they are comparable to blind men who lead other blind men, which means everyone falls into the ditch. How is it that we say the real problem is birth, death, disease, and old age? Another way of saying it is that material life itself is the problem. And with material life comes these miseries, chief of which are birth, death, disease, and old age. So we have to remove the material condition. Now, speaking of revolutionary solutions, this is total and revolutionary, and the so-called worldly problem solvers will say that it's unrealistic. That problem cannot be solved, although you may talk about it in religion. So we're working on these other problems, like so many, and poverty or criminality, and so many forms of oppression, natural or inspired by evil in human beings, complex problems. We're trying to solve these, they say, although they cannot. But this world is certified as a place, dukkhalayam ashashvatam, which will always be unhappy. That's its nature, like prison. So the solution to prison unhappiness is to get out of prison, not to try to improve prison life. That's a very small thing, but to improve prison life. But the real happiness will only come when you get out. So Bhagavad Gita, Krishna teaches us at the time of death, whatever you think of, you have to take another body. And as long as we're materially complicated and full of desires, anarthas, we have to come back and face these problems again and again without solving them. If society in general is focused on getting free of these problems, then also the immediate temporary problems of life become largely mitigated, because life is no longer focused on passion and ignorance and sense gratification. And so it is simplified, people are more peaceful, and if they are actually engaged in going back to Godhead, then material life itself turns to the life of goodness, as in the former millenniums. So material problems also are mostly diminished, but never completely diminished. That's only when we break the cycle of birth and death. So Prabhupada quotes within the purport, anartho pasamam shakshat bhakti yoga prayojita bhakti yoga madhoksaje, from the first canto. And this verse also states that humanity is plagued by anarthas. This verse comes from the vision of Srila Vyasadeva after he received instructions from Srila Narada Muni. Vyasadeva meditated and saw everything. He saw the Supreme Lord, and he saw behind him in a subordinate position Maya Devi, or the material energy. He also saw in his tri-kala-gya, his liberated vision of past, present and future, all the jivas and how they suffer. And he also saw the remedy for the suffering. And the remedy is stated in that verse and in this verse today to be devotional service. So people don't know it. Therefore, Vyasa compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. And the devotees of the Lord, they work in this world to try to enlighten everyone about this knowledge, about this practice of devotional service. Now the verse says that this only remedy, service to Vasudeva, is conducted through his representative, the spiritual master. Samsara dava, nanalila loka, chanaya karunya, ganaganatham. There, the spiritual master is also described in terms of liberating disciple from samsara dava, the repeated birth and death, which is like a fire. Now we're getting all this rain. The image is very ready. From the cloud of Krishna's mercy, the Guru is himself the cloud of Krishna's mercy, he pours this instruction and engagement in devotional service to his disciple and frees him from birth and death. So the spiritual master is necessary not just for a few, but for all, in order to get free from repeated birth and death. We take Krishna's direction through the spiritual master. How do we relate to the spiritual master? We hear from him with faith, and especially in the beginning we clear up our doubts by inquiry, and we render service. In turn, the spiritual master accepts service and offers it to Vasudeva, and he engages us in the service. He teaches us the concept of what is service, and then continues to give it to us. There's a nice phrase that Prabhupada would use, that the Lord or the Guru gives his follower a program of work. This phrase is used in one place in the Bhagavatam, the disappearance of Lord Krishna in the first canto. Arjuna had gone to consult with Krishna, and he had not come back for a long time. So Yudhisthira was wondering, where is Arjuna? He went to consult with Krishna about his program of work. So in this case, the his refers to Krishna's program of work, but it also refers to the disciples' program of work. So Arjuna wanted to know, now Krishna, now that you have done so many pastimes, and most recently you've completed these Kurukshetra battle pastimes with me, what is your program of work? What are you going to do next? And the disciple also asks, what is my program? Srila Prabhupada had this ability in it to give everyone a program of activity or engagement in devotional service. It's not that he, as he himself once said, once a devotee was complaining to Prabhupada that other devotees were engaged in many projects and not just one project, which the devotee thought was the only project they should be involved in. Prabhupada replied, do you think the spiritual master is a dumb stone? He doesn't know how to engage different devotees in different activities. In another place, Prabhupada describes the spiritual master sees propensity or talent, ability, in different ways, and he says, you should work in the cooking department, you should work in the editing department, and so on. So he is to give us that engagement. Prabhupada could do it on such a large scale for thousands by writing his books and by speaking his lectures. Many devotees would sit in the lecture and just feel, oh, he's talking to me. Although I know he's talking to everyone, he's looking at me or he's talking to me, I will take this. Some of the book distributors have said, they were present when Prabhupada said, so I'm always saying, distribute books, distribute books, distribute books. And then it went right into their heart. And they thought, I must take up this program of work for Prabhupada. And one can work one life or lifetimes based on that. So, this is a rare quality to have it to such an extent. And we're also grateful to Prabhupada that we are wanting to do this program of work to please him. Because this will certainly free us from birth and death and bring us to the real desired platform, attachment to Krishna and going back home, back to Godhead. Or actually in Gaudiya Vaishnav philosophy, even more than going back to Godhead is simply being engaged in Krishna's service, which is the spiritual world, whether here or in another world. So this service to the spiritual master or devotional service, it has to be done totally or wholeheartedly, however you want to conceive things. If you conceive things in terms of time, then it's not part-time, it's full-time, 24 hours a day, always doing something for Krishna, working for Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, going on Sankirtan, distributing books, cleaning the temple, raising your children, doing your occupational duty for Krishna. All time is used. And not only all time, but during that time, all body, all words, all thoughts. So that Krishna, who views our devotional service, he is seeing how much we are serving, and he's also seeing how we are not serving. In other words, Krishna's not estimating our devotional service by some quantitative measure, because that may differ according to capacities. Prabhupada uses that phrase. You should preach Krishna consciousness according to your capacity. The capacities are different. So he sees the essence, Bhavagrihi Janardana. And when he sees someone is giving everything, like the famous example of the squirrel or monkeys serving Lord Rama, pleasing Rama as much as the big Hanuman, that is how our devotional service is tested, whether you give everything to Krishna, don't hold back. But that may be done in so many different departments of activities. It is not stereotyped. But it must be approved by the spiritual master and Krishna. Lord Chaitanya, he expresses four capacities or four things that we have to either give to Krishna or not. They are prana, artha, jaya, vacha. Prabhupada would sometimes explain it in a progression, saying that actually you should give your life to Krishna. Give everything. Atmani vedanam. But if you can't, you say, I cannot give my whole life, I have to take care of my family, or I just can't surrender in that way, so totally. All right, then you have other things you can give. Give your artha, give your money. And then he would say, yes, but I don't have money. All right, then give your intelligence, your buddhi. And if you don't have intelligence, you think, then you can give your words. And tell people, wherever you go, please chant Hare Krishna. Now, even though we may not be after liberation, although this issue must be addressed in preaching to the world, that without liberation from birth and death, all problems will always be present. So although the Vaishnava aspirant, he's not so focused on liberation. In another sense, he is. But his conception of liberation is not a selfish one or not an impersonal one. But he's trying to be completely free of material attachments as soon as possible. We also may be afraid of coming back to this world. Don't be complacent that I've done enough devotional service, I'll at least be a human being again. It's very risky. Kali Yuga is a good age, but it's a very risky age. Although the Sankirtan movement is here, so many people are not taking advantage of it. And if you don't take advantage of it, then it's the most horrible age. So, don't come back is an expression for everyone. Go back to Godhead. The movement is called Back to Godhead. Not linger in this world with God. So, as Prabhupada says in the introduction to the Krishna book, death may come at any moment, as it did to Parikshit Maharaj. So before death or the next death, we must be fully, and he italicizes fully, we must be fully Krishna conscious. Now while we try to do this, taking up Prabhupada's program of work, in the beginning, our motives are mixed. No one comes out of the material conditioning and is immediately a pure devotee. But we can engage these different things we have in Krishna's service. And while we do that, the motive becomes purified. Generally speaking, in the motive, the impurity of the motive is selfish. The devotional service is very nice because it relieves me from so much suffering. Those who I called friends, I now see they're like vipers. And what I took for material happiness, I see it is actually just a trap, like a trap to catch an elephant. And sex life is like that. And I'm so happy now that Krishna consciousness has solved all my problems. I'm happy that I don't have to make money in the rat race of material life. I like Krishna conscious life. And so there's some selfishness, that the ultimate goal is my happiness. And then the purification comes that the ultimate goal is Krishna's happiness. But we should, even in the, Prabhupada mentions two stages, the regulative stage for neophytes and the spontaneous loving service. So spontaneous also means that it's done for Krishna's pleasure. If it's even the materialist is spontaneous, very enthusiastic to reach his self-interest. So real spontaneous devotional service is with the feeling the thrill in life at every moment to try to please Krishna. How happy that makes me. That's my self-interest because I'm his eternal servant. And when I understand that Krishna is happy and that I can contribute to that happiness, then I become so happy because I get a glimpse of Krishna and Krishna's happiness. So short of that, this is one reason we don't feel a taste in devotional service, because we're working selfishly. But it is purifying, so we'll come to that stage. And we don't have to wait to try to purify, change the accounts, even in a gross sense. If you've got money, give it to Krishna. Prabhupada would criticize people who would come to Vrindavan to retire, in India mostly, or it could be anywhere in the world. They come to Vrindavan, and being wealthy persons of some sort, they arrange that most of their money is in different funds that will be given to family members and other interests out there in the world. And they come and make the noble act of surrendering all other activities just to come and chant Hare Krishna and live, maybe trying to live outwardly as much like Rupa Goswami as possible. But Prabhupada would say, but Krishna is very intelligent. He wants to see, what have you done with your money? Not just that you've come to Krishna with the beads, but you have something else and you're giving it to others. So we can practice giving even in the early stages. Giving whatever we have to Krishna. Prabhupada used to say, before you act, you can think, am I doing this for myself or am I doing it for Krishna? And simply by discipline and by following the order of the spiritual master, this transfer of self-interest can take place. I'll end with the verse again. The real interest of the living entity is to get out of the nescience that causes him to endure repeated birth and death. The only remedy is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his representative. Unless one renders devotional service under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, one cannot possibly become completely detached from this material world, nor can he possibly manifest real knowledge. Hare Krishna. So, are there any questions or comments? Yes. Capacity.
How do you know?
Yeah. What is capacity, and how do we know what our capacity is? Just like, yes? Isn't it within our capacity just to surrender? So, for example, you can have, to give an example of what capacity is, you have a small bucket and a big bucket. So the small bucket doesn't have the same capacity as the big bucket. So as I said, in Krishna consciousness, what is that? Why does somebody have a big bucket and someone has a little bucket? That's our karma. We have a certain psychophysical nature. Prabhupada used to discuss this, for example, about eating prasadam, that we shouldn't overeat, but you can't judge for everyone what overeating is. A big man, he may require for his work 5-10 chapatis, but you just require 1 or 2. Your capacity is different than his. Pursuing that example, I was once asking Prabhupada about eating and overeating, and he said, you shouldn't overeat. I said, how do you know what overeating is? He said, you know, what you can digest easily. So that would be something that you would discover, maybe by trial and error, and you would know what your capacity is, that I cannot eat more than this. So in a similar way, we have a capacity. We can increase it, try to increase it, but your question is, well, can't we just surrender? But if the little bucket agrees to be fully filled up, it still may not be the same as much as the other bucket. So yes, everyone should serve to full capacity. The phrase is also used, I think, Prabhupada's talking about Narada Muni and what he did, how he surrendered to his guru and traveled all over the world. At 5 years old, he left everything. So Prabhupada writes in a purport, it's not necessary that we all do like Narada Muni and take sannyas like this. In the present age, sannyas is not recommended. Better that a householder stay in some, go to householder or people in general, go to some holy place and chant Hare Krishna there. Engage in devotional service according to your capacity. And then it's often used, he uses the phrase often in terms of preaching. Preach according to your capacity. So somebody may be empowered to do tremendous things, and he should use that. Maybe his looks are very attractive. His personality is very magnetic. He's very eloquent. So every time he speaks, he can go on television and so on, and everyone will be charmed by him. That's a certain shakti or capacity he has. I may not have that capacity, but I can preach as much as I can. I think it's the answer is a relative thing, but it's a fact of life. You can't just say that everyone has the same capacity. They don't. But everyone has the capacity to fully surrender. And we shouldn't be guilty that I don't have the capacity of somebody else, but let me just fully engage myself in Krishna's service. And he who is strong, who has great capacity, he should know that he's not the ultimate either, that he's actually very weak compared to Krishna. Like in Vedic society, there are Kshatriyas, They have fighting capacity, administrative capacity, but they don't necessarily have the brahminical capacity to study and to be that pure. And so on. Anyone else?
During the lecture, you used a phrase that one should do what occupational duty for Krishna. Can you explain that?
Krishna said?
No, you said during the lecture that one should do one's occupational duty for Krishna.
Yes, occupational duty. So, I was talking about different ways you may, what you may give to Krishna. So occupational duty would mean your profession. As example in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya gave instructions to three different devotees. I may not remember all their names, but one devotee was advised to keep his profession. He was a doctor. And give the results to Krishna, the money, and practice devotional service. So that's his by his occupational service. Another devotee was asked to serve the deity. Another devotee was asked to live with the devotees and engage in Sankirtan. So it wasn't that the devotee who was a doctor was told, you cannot be a doctor if you want to be a devotee. So that is serving. Arjuna served by being a warrior. Arjuna thought, in order to surrender to you, Krishna, I shall give up being a warrior and beg from door to door. Krishna said, no. Prabhupada said, Arjuna was trying to get out of devotional service by that suggestion. He said, no, you stay in that position as warrior because I want you to fight. So you can use your occupation in so many ways. By talent, by service, by money, as service to Krishna. I'll stop, but there's one phrase to continue to answer your question. Prabhupada... The second part of this verse is very similar to a verse in this first canto, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. And in that verse, Prabhupada says, in the purport, negation does not mean negation of the positive. So there also, in order to get out of this material world, it's not like the Buddhists say everything has to be negated, but the negative has to be negated and the positive should be taken up in Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is positive. And then he says, that is a sign of a pure devotee. He is not a fool, nor is he engaged in the inferior energies, nor does he have material values. This is not possible by dry reasoning. It actually happens by the grace of the Almighty. So by the Almighty's grace, through the Guru, we get engaged in devotional service, and it's not just dry discussion. But something happens to our whole life and we actually become spiritualized and free of material life and eligible to go back to Godhead. Okay, one more. What should I do if I'm not ready to accept a spiritual master? So, honestly... admit that, not that out of some pressure in a social sense you take a spiritual master, because everyone takes a spiritual master. But you should realize by studying the scriptures that a spiritual master is required, and so prepare yourself. Not having a spiritual master is like a ship without a rudder. You need a spiritual master. So, taking shelter of the Vaishnavas and Prabhupada's movement, you pray to Krishna, the original Guru, to bring you to that stage where you will find the bona fide spiritual master and you'll be able to surrender to him. All right.